Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. There's a big difference between being a hater and being critical. Hater, being critical, there are two big differences. And for the most part, I would have to say not too many people understand the difference. Not too many people understand that there's a difference between the two. Usually, people think they're one of the same. Same as one. Same difference. Being critical, you're being a hater. Being a hater, you're being critical. Well, I'm ready to prick, pop, bust, destroy, incinerate that balloon. That balloon has to be broken. That mindset has to be challenged. Sure, you can believe what you want to believe. And basically, sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles. This is a battle worth fighting. This is a battle worth going to war for. This is a battle that I willingly address time and time again. Sure, but aren't you just going to agree to disagree? Nope, not definitely going to agree to disagree. There's a difference. Being a hater is being a hater. Being critical is not being a hater. Being critical, you are actually taking that information in. Actually, hey, there's new information about something that I have this thought process about. I'm going to take that information in. Maybe it's going to change my process of thinking, or maybe it's not. The information is still willingly accepted and can change one way or the other. Being a hater, you don't care. You're not accepting any information. Hey, there's new information about something I have deep feelings about. I'm a hater. Don't care. Hater, you don't want that information. If you do get the information, you don't care about the information because you hate to hate. Yeah, hate's a strong word, but come on. Look at the year. We should know by now what the word hate means. We should know by now that hate is the hater and that cool young kid, young folks talk. That's what we're talking about. Not the actual hate. Because the actual hate is bad. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. We don't do that nowhere. That's not acceptable on any level. Not acceptable. But what we're talking about here, being a hater versus being a critic. Critics are critical. Haters are haters. They're not one of the same. They're completely different. So it boggles my mind that people think they are the same. They're not the same. They're not the same. Unless you are willingly being misinformed, if you just doing this because you are trolling, or if you're doing this because you are throwing shade. Wait a sec. Would that be throwing shade, or would that just be trolling? Yeah, that context. Yeah. Okay. See, I still don't know about the whole throwing shade. I'm still trying to figure out the throwing shade aspect. I haven't quit yet. I haven't given up on learning how to throw shade so I can know when someone's throwing shade on me. Haven't given it up, but I definitely slowed down doing research. I've definitely haven't been studying like I should because there's so many other things that been on my mind that I've been doing. So the throwing shade part kind of took a back seat. I know it's not good. I know it's bad. However, didn't say I was going to quit and not continue on. Eventually get there. Right now, critical, not hater. Two different words, two different processes. They are not the same. Not the same on any level. And I bring this up for an important reason. Yeah, there's a reason behind it. You should know. There's a reason behind a lot of things. There's definitely a reason behind this. And you should actually know the reason behind this. It's definitely something that we've discussed and talked about before in the past. No, it wasn't one of those rain check things that all have been fulfilled, because there are no more rain checks except for the one that just recently happened. But we're talking about way, way, way back, not current. And the reason why this whole critic and hater thing has to be made a difference and have to be a difference. If there's no difference, if they are one of the same, I hate to inform you that I might be a hater. And me, a hater of all things to be, of all things to strive to become and want to do with myself and want to do in my life and want to do in the world. A hater, being a hater is not one of them. Being a hater is not one of them. Out of all the things, being a hater never crossed my mind. It never was something that I decided that, hey, you know what's going to be, what'd be cool? If I can be a hater. I said, hey, you want to know what'd be cool? If I learn how to throw shade. Hey, you want to know what'd be cool? Teaching me to throw shade. Never once did it ever cross my mind. Never once did I ever think and say, hey, I want to be a hater. You know those haters, they do well. Those haters are very, very good. It's a very good profession to get involved with. Being a hater, you pick and choose your own hours. Nobody really bothers or mess with you. You make 6-7 figures. You are the man. Or woman, you're the person, you the boss, you are a hater. So even though that sounds really appealing, hey, 6-7 figures, pick and choose my hours, do what I want to do, say what I want to say, that sounds pretty appealing. Definitely sound like something I could be down with. But I don't know. It's just something about being a hater that just doesn't mesh with my personality. There's something about being a hater that just doesn't sit right. There's something about being a hater that just doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel, yeah, that. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to be that. That's why we have to make the distinction between critical critics / hater. Yeah, that hater. Because no way. New information comes to me. Hey, I feel I believe, I think this way. However, this new information that you present to me in this appealing fashion, I'm going to take that into consideration. I was wrong. My initial thought, my initial premise, my initial, it was all incorrect. Thank you for showing me the light. Thank you for helping me make the right decision. Make the right choice. I've said that numerous times. I've said that countless times. If anything, I'm shocked and surprised if my way of thinking and my line of thought is correct to begin with. Correct to begin with. Because I'm experiencing so much new information, processing so much new information, and processing and experiencing this new information is helping rewrite some programs that are obsolete, you know, outdated. And these new programs and this new high-tech, state-of-the-art information, right? No? Okay. State-of-the-art programs. New state-of-the-art programs, new information, new everything. You know, updates. Rewriting the code, rewrote the code. New programs, state of the art, has helped me. And if anything, it's a never-ending process. If anything, it's consistently, constantly, constantly happening. Maybe it's not you, but maybe it's that person. Maybe it's not that person. Maybe it's her. Maybe it's him. Regardless, it happens consistently on a daily basis, give or take, daily basis. To the what extent? Now that varies, not necessarily daily, but it varies. Does that sound like a hater? Does that sound like being stuck in a dogmatic? Am I stuck just standing on principle? Don't care about this information. I just care how I feel. My feelings say I should feel this way. Bump the information. Bump the truth. Bump facts. Don't care. I feel this way. And my feelings never let me down. My feelings always come through for me. So why now all of a sudden I'm just going to turn and say, feelings, you don't matter anymore. I'm going with the brain. Feelings, you don't matter anymore. I'm going to go with the new information. Feelings, you don't matter anymore. State of the art, high tech. Get out of my way. None of that took place. None of that happened. When have I ever just went by my gut feelings? That would make me human. That would make me human. Come on, robot, remember? Robot. Team robot. So that's why we have to make this distinction between critics and haters. Critics you can utilize, process, have more information. Haters, they don't care. Haters, information, it doesn't matter. We don't want it. They don't want it. Haters, nah. And this is really, 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 really important. And this is worth arguing, debating, defending, and going to war for. This is extremely, extremely important. Extremely important. Cannot be a hater. Hater, it doesn't fit me. It doesn't suit me. It shouldn't be appealing to you as well. Granted, I know you're your own person. Granted, I know we aren't the same. We're different. However, we have this thing we have. And we really don't do the hating and hater thing extremely well. We don't do that. We don't do that. Not here. We don't do that. And you, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to be involved or be known to colluding or palling around with haters. Come on, 6 degrees of separation. Yay. And the reason that the hater and critic thing is important, well, another reason why it's super important, because as you know, I have this beef with the National Football League, the NFL. I just feel that they play with people's emotions. They play people, us, for idiots, morons, and tell us blatant lies, or just make stuff up, or just go, or they just make up as they go. That. Even with all that said, even with all of the trouble, and even with my disdain for the NFL and how I enjoy when things go bad, or enjoy when they realize that everyone knows they are foolish. With all that being said, and with all of this background information of my relationship with the NFL, National Football League, American football, I can say this. That game was amazing. That game is what made me enjoy and like American football so much. Going down to the wire, a quarterback driving his team, a receiver making a miraculous catch, the other team coming back and doing the same thing. And it just depends on who has the football last. Who has the ball last? And can the kicker makes the kick? And as the kick goes through the upright with no seconds remaining in the game to win it, that is what drove me. That is what made American football so exciting for me. That game was classic. That game was so classic, so reminiscent of the old days, the yesteryear, some of the old great teams and special quarterbacks or special players making plays that changes the game within the last few seconds. The previous game were blowouts, didn't care. Previous game, if anything, were just something that you didn't want to talk about or discuss. Hey, did you watch the game? No, I did not watch the game. Okay. It's just something you just went ahead and just kept it moving. Nobody discussed or talked. But the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys game, pure amazing, pure genius. Now see, if I was a hater, air quotes, of the NFL, I wouldn't be able to say that. I wouldn't be able to admit that. I would not be able to give it props for when it deserves. New information, program change. New information, thought process change. That game was amazing. That game was good. However, the whole makeup of what's going on with the NFL, that hasn't changed yet. They haven't done anything to move that needle. But they give it props of an amazing game that I think that a lot of fans enjoyed and liked. And I don't have anything bad to say about that game because, hey, it was amazing. See, look how many times I said amazing. So it must have been amazing, right? Of course. Critical hater. Critic hater. Not the same. Two distinct. Distinctly different words, terms, and things. Yeah, so about that. It's not that show, because it's this show, and definitely not a hater.